USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says the president didn't violate his constitutional and legal authority in dealing with Ukraine.
Asking a foreign leader to get to the bottom of issues of corruption is not a violation of an oath.
Sekulow's comments come as the Senate trial against President Trump continues. The president was impeached by the House last month for abusing his power and obstruction of Congress. It's going to take at least another day to recover the remains of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others from a helicopter crash in Southern California. The wreckage is in rugged terrain in the hills above Calabasas, where the helicopter went down on Sunday in the fog and burst into flames. Bryant's pilot was experienced to fly in such weather, but it was considered dangerous enough to ground police and sheriff helicopters. A full NTSB report is expected next week. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Health officials worldwide are stepping up the pace to contain the coronavirus, which has killed at least 80 people so far in China.
A fifth U.S. case of coronavirus has been confirmed, as China warns that people can spread the virus before they feel any symptoms. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says, yes, we should be worried.
But we've had good experience in fighting these kinds of viruses before. Remember, we're now a global world, a global economy. And something that happens in Africa, or if it's Ebola or coronavirus in China, can quickly spread here because there's so much more travel.
American diplomats and some others will be flown out of Wuhan, China on Tuesday and return to the U.S.
It's 1 week until the Iowa caucus, and presidential candidates are getting in a few final campaign stops in the state. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Mayor Pete have events set across the state. While Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are stuck in Washington, D.C. for the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration told California it's violating federal law by requiring insurers to cover abortion and threatened to withhold federal funding if the state doesn't end its mandate. President Trump telling Fox News why this is the right thing to do.
I think we have a group of people that are just amazing, and they've been with us and we've been with them, and we want to do what's right. We want to do what we feel is right.
The White House says California has 30 days to repeal its abortion mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The FBI is helping process the scene of a helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant. His fans are still in shock and reacting to the news of Bryant's death.
I don't think anybody believed that this was true. How could someone who is so invisible happen to him?
It's really sad to see him go out like this, and his daughter. It definitely affects the entire city of L.A.
I'm a diehard Laker fan. It's a sad thing that happened, and you can see the support that he's getting from around L.A. We love Kobe. He's a living legend.
I've been a diehard Kobe fan all my life, so this is devastating. It's shocking. It's just gut-wrenching. My heart goes out to his family and his other children as well, but this is just so surreal.
Those fans were speaking there on Fox News. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.